The voice of God. In the beginning, God spoke to man. He spoke through his prophets to man. In the end, God spoke to us. He spoke through his Son, the living Word. Today, God continues to speak. He speaks through the Word of God, the written Word of God and the living Word of God, the Scriptures and the Christ. Today, God continues to speak to us, and he speaks to us through his Son, the Word of God. Today, God continues to speak to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God. You diligently search the Scriptures because you think they give you eternal life, but the Scriptures point to me. God speaks to us today through his Son, the living Word. For the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. Oh yes, today God communicates to his children through his written and living Word. For the Spirit of Christ is he that dwells within the heart of the believer, and he commands us, love. Love in the same way that I have loved. Abide. Abide in me, and I in you. Believe. Believe in the name of the Lord Jesus and have faith in his word. Trust. Just trust in his love. And he commands us, watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. Live by faith and not by sight, and don't get embroiled in signs and wonders. Oh, we live under grace and not under the law. Be faithful in the place that God has put you. Be faithful to the point of death. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Give your life as a sacrifice of prayer and praise. Give your heart as a sacrifice. A broken and contrite heart he will not despise. The world is not our home, but a preparation for the ages to come. Beware of false doctrine, wolves that come to you in sheep's clothing. Recognize the increase of the doctrines of demons prevalent in the church today. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Consider humility. Consider Jesus. Consider his return. Be an overcomer, and overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Live the life of a spiritual man. Put off carnal lusts of the flesh. Look at your position in Christ, not the condition of your circumstances. Prepare your heart, for the Lord's return is near, at the very door. Keep your lamps trimmed, and be filled with the Spirit. Understand what Scripture says about the end times in which we live. That we prepare our hearts for his soon return. That we allow the Spirit of God to examine the inner recesses of our mind. That we submit to the chastening of the Lord. That we rid ourselves of self and cry, thy will, not mine, be done. That the love of many will grow cold, as Scripture told us. That the church will be totally leavened, as Jesus warned us. That there will be a famine for the hearing of God's word. That believers will run to and fro, looking for teaching that tickles their ears, and that Christ himself asks that haunting question, will I find faith on the earth? In the beginning, God spoke to man by his prophets, but today he speaks to us through his word. He speaks through the living word, and he speaks through the written word.